Item 17 is discussion and possible action on Parker County Special Utility District construction projects. Jim Forte.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, next slide, Jennifer. From time to time, we participate with our customers and facilities that they're in need of. We referred earlier to our Swats plant and our Williamson County raw water line, in which we entered into contract revenue relationships with groups of customers. In those situations, we actually issue the debt, construct the facility, and operate it on behalf of those customers. We're finding recently that there are customers who wish to have a little bit more control over their own destiny. And so we saw that this recently, I guess about a year ago, with Jonah Water Special Utility District, who is a customer of our East Williamson County treatment plant. They needed some facilities on site to move their treated water from our plant into their retail service area, and so we entered into an installment sale agreement with them, in which we served as a conduit to issue the debt. We have no liability. They're fully responsible for all the costs. And under that relationship, they then go out, acquire their own engineers, acquire their own their site, design and construct, and ultimately operate the facility on their own behalf. And essentially, we act as a bank, in which we sell the bonds, take the proceeds into our custodianship, and as the customer presents invoices to us for payments to their contractors or their consultants, we review those invoices and make payment back to them for them to go ahead and make payment back to their consultants. The project, next slide, Jennifer, the project we're talking about, Parker County Special Utility District has acquired 700 acre feet of water from us in the upper basin. They're currently negotiating with another customer in the area to transfer another 400 acre feet of water that's already under contract. That 1,100 acre feet of water translates to about a 1 million gallon per day water treatment plant, and they are contemplating construction of that plant at this time. Next slide, Jennifer. The schedule, and again, this is identical to what we did with Jonah. We're going to ask you to authorize the general manager to enter into an installment sales contract with Parker County. We'll come back to you in April at your April board meeting and authorize the issuance of the debt based on the negotiation of that installment sale contract. We'll immediately begin the process of selling those bonds. It'll probably take us a month to 6 weeks to do that. Once we have proceeds in hand, then we will authorize Parker County to begin their project. They expect to start that this summer and complete it summer of 2009. Yes, sir.
What's the BRA liability in case at the installment plant in case the customer defaults?
Practically none. our bond lawyers here, he smiled when I said practically none, so I assume that was the correct answer. But the way they're designed, they acquire all the services of all the participants involved, and I say we sit back and wait for them to.
What is our gain?
We charge in addition to selling the water, which we think is a big benefit. In this particular case, Parker County is all on groundwater, and they need access to surface water, and we're the only game in town. On an economic standpoint, we charge them a 2.5% finance or administrative fee for us to, in addition to all the issuance costs. So we're not out a dime, but we make about 2.5%, and that pays us for processing the invoices through our system and that type of thing. Compares favorably to what we used to do, or what we do under our contract revenue relationships, is that we add a debt management fee on the principal and interest payments that those customers make through the life of the project, which could extend out 30 years. Here we get that payment up front, and we calculated the present value, and 2.5% of the proceeds is about the same value. Any other questions? We have a resolution.
Yes, they are issued as a BRA revenue bond?
It's a contract revenue bond. It's issued as the BRA, but again, the underlying credit and payment responsibility is Parker County. And we, in addition to our financial advisor, go through a due diligence investigation of Parker County as we did Jonah. We'll look at several years' worth of their financial information, look at their budgets, look at their rate making and that type of thing, and their assurance in the contract, for example, that they set rates sufficient to pay their obligation to us.
But is it evaluated or graded by our rating, or?
It's on their rating.
On their rating?
Yes, sir.
Do they have to buy insurance for the bonds?
They may. Our financial advisor works with their financial advisor to determine what the best means of issuance is. This deal is fairly small. It's $5 million. It's a high probability it'll be placed privately, in which case it may not need a rating if the buyer accepts it on its face value.
Read the resolution, okay. Please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager /CEO to negotiate and execute a contract with Parker County Special Utility District for the funding of construction projects.
Moved by Mr. Sacanino, seconded by Robert Patterson. Hold the board, please. Robert Christians, yes.
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Robin?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Staggs?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.
And I'd like to say that was Mr. Robert Christian.
That's okay. You got it. My name changes all the time. I answer everything.
What does your wife call you?
She calls me, I come, no matter what.